everyone. I'm glad you're with us, and I pray you're doing well. What you're about to watch is a weekly online ministry called Confession of Faith. Confessions of Faith are summary statements of core Christian teaching. Some of these are studies directly from Scripture, and some of these are studies from our statement of faith, the Baptist Faith and Message. This is a tool that you can use personally, you can use for your home and family, you can use this in a small group setting. These are meant as practical and easily accessible tools for your discipleship, living life as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I pray that these would be a blessing for you. They post every Monday on our webpage and on our Facebook page. You can follow the link in the description for an online version of the Confession of Faith, the Baptist Faith and Message, or you could request a free hard copy booklet of the Baptist Faith and Message. Message me if you need to. Please enjoy these studies. I hope to see you next week. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. All right, here we go. Confession of Faith, week two. Last week we confessed Jesus Christ as Lord. This week we confess the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's begin with the prayer and we'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your grace toward us in him. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. And I pray that you'd bless us today as we come to study your word. In Christ we pray. Amen. All right. So, Confession of Faith, a new weekly online discipleship tool. And just like the catechism that we're doing on Sundays, this is meant to be a springboard for your personal study, devotions, prayer time, or you could use it with your family, or you could use it in a small group setting. I'm doing it with my family as well. We just watched yesterday the catechisms online. And what we do is, so it's me, my wife, and our four children. We go, let's see if I could do this here, 14, 10, 8, and 3. And we have a Roku that we use. And on the Roku, you can get the Sermon Audio app or the Sermon Audio channel. I'm not quite sure what they call them. I think it's an app. But on your Roku, you get the Sermon Audio app. And you go to our church's page on the Sermon Audio app, and you can just watch any of our sermons, really, any of our services or lessons that we have on there, or the catechisms and the confessions are on there as well. And you can just put it on your TV and watch it. And so we watched the confession, we watched the catechism videos, and then we just talked about them. And I asked the kids and my wife, do you have any questions? Anything stand out to you? And then I asked some questions and we just talked and prayed together, and the Spirit really takes care of the heavy lifting there. We and you devote ourselves and say, okay, let's do this. Let's devote this time to the Lord. And so that's a way that you can use this at these videos as a springboard. Okay. So here's our homepage, smithharford.org, and I'll show you where the schedule is. Go scroll down to new online discipleship tools. Click on check it out. It takes you to this page, Structure Life and Devotion to Christ, Discipleship 2021. There's a devotional calendar right here. That's what I want to show you right now. You can request a free print calendar. I have one right here. And it looks like this. You could click this button and download. Down here, you can click and download a PDF. You can click on this. It takes you to an online version. Let's see if it loads. Yeah, here it goes. Well, that took a while, didn't it? And you can zoom in. That's too much. I won't always talk about the logistics of it, but as this is a new ministry and this is only our second week, I think it's helpful to walk through how to access and how to use these things. So anyway, here you go. On this devotional calendar, you see your daily readings. There's a short passage from Psalms, a short passage from Proverbs, really short passage from Proverbs, and then a main passage, a main reading. Starts with Malachi,
on the first, and then Mark last week, trying to start the year with seeing the connection between Old and New Testaments, and then Genesis began this week. So each day you have a main passage, working through Scripture, and then a daily prayer, a daily psalm, a daily wisdom, a daily proverb, same thing. And then you have the catechism schedule here on the Lord's days, and then on the Mondays you have the confession schedule. Okay, so that's what I really want to highlight here. Last week, Jesus is Lord. We talked about that. That's the fundamental, the basic Christian confession of faith. Jesus is Lord, and we looked at two Bible verses for that. And that means he's the exalted Lord who has accomplished our redemption, and he reigns over heaven and earth. All authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth. He's the exalted Lord and Christ of God. Lord carrying the idea of he's our master, we are his servants. He is our teacher, we are his students, we are his followers. He is our master, our Lord. But also, he is God, he is Lord. Yahweh, come in the flesh, our God. He is our brother, he is our friend, he's our Savior, he's our God. He's the exalted Lord of salvation. This week, confession, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 8. Let's go ahead and get there. And this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is our confession. I'll just scroll down. I must have been reading that. So I use ESV Online Bible, which is up here. You can use, I'm sure there are others. I typically will use this or studylight.org. I use that a lot. Sometimes I use Bible Gateway as well. All right, let me read this passage, point out a few things, and then pray for us, and we'll be through. 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 1. Now, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel. Okay, he's reminding them of the gospel. Crystal clear what he's talking about here. The good news. Of the gospel I preached to you, so he proclaimed it, which you received, in which you stand, or upon which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. So if you give it up, if you change it, it proves your belief was a vain belief, or a false belief, or a superficial belief. Doesn't do you any good, in other words, to believe a false gospel, or to give up or change the true gospel. All right, so that's what he's reminding them of, the gospel that he preached and they received. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. He's saying that about the gospel. He just said, I delivered you the gospel, you received the gospel, and now he says, that which I delivered to you, that which you received. So in the context, obviously he's talking about the gospel, is of first importance. Many things are of importance. Some things are of great importance, but only one thing can be of first importance. I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, the gospel, right? Now he gives us the substance of it, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. So that's the gospel in a nutshell, the substance of the gospel message in a nutshell. And the call of the gospel that we repent and believe is implied by the context, verses 1 and 2. They received this gospel by faith, and by which they are being saved, if they hold fast to the word that was preached to them, otherwise they believed in vain. So, we proclaim Christ as Lord. That derives its meaning from the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? That he died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, then his appearances, his resurrection appearances, or his post-resurrection appearances. So, we confess the gospel of Jesus Christ. We confess it is true in a culture that would say that it is false. We confess it is glorious and wonderful in a culture that would say it's foolish and irrational. We confess that it really did happen. This is a historical gospel, and it saves us. It saves us from our sin. So we are a people of the Lord Jesus Christ. We confess him as our Lord, personal Lord and Savior, and we confess the gospel. And if it were not for the gospel, these things that Jesus did on earth, he would not be the exalted Lord. What I mean is he truly came from heaven as a man, as God and man. He truly lived a righteous life in fulfillment of the law. He truly died on the cross for the sins of his people. He truly was buried. He truly was risen from the dead to imperishable, eternal life in a resurrection body. He truly ascended on high, poured out his Spirit, and by virtue of that Spirit, we're united to him, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we confess him, we confess his gospel, and let us not be ashamed of this gospel. Let us believe it with our hearts, confess it with our lips. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus to save us. Apart from him, we have no hope. He is our hope, and we say it with faith and gladness and joy by your Spirit and by your grace. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right, thank you for joining. Hope to see you next week. God bless you.